Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Up Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 30th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 11 and 3/4 cents, closing at 371 and a quarter. November beans up 40 and 3/4 cents, closing at 1153 and a quarter. And September wheat up a penny, closing at 445 and a half. Well, the reports were certainly construed friendly for the beans, bearish for the corn. Frankly, just the opposite of what I thought we would see here today. I thought we were going to see corn acres down. Corn cane acres actually came in 500,000 over the last USDA estimate on the March 31st intentions report. The beans were higher as well. They were up 1.4 million, but the trade was looking for 1.6 million. So I guess that's why they rallied it. The stocks number on the bean was increased by 36 million bushels. That to me is like another million acres of beans being in the ground. So I'm really surprised that we saw this kind of action here today. When we add in the 1.4 million extra bean acres, the 36 million more on the stocks, I can't imagine that the supply and demand report in the next week and a half isn't going to show a huge carryout. the corn estimate, you know, well above anybody's guess, 94 million plus. This corn stocks were bigger. They were up by 270 million bushels. The beans, like I said, were up. The wheat was up from a year ago. Yeah, I just frankly, I don't see what got into the beans here today. It saved the funds from, I think, you know, a real problem out here. They're taking a bath on the corn. The corn got within a penny and a quarter of a contract low today, which means that really anybody that's bought this thing since April now is looking at losing positions. The beans are still about 35 cents away from contract highs. I don't know if we're going to get there or not. The meal broke $5, $6 off its highs. The oil broke 30 ticks off its highs. I think we should have closed considerably lower than where we did, but the funds were obviously supporting their position. The funds after today have got to be long again, another 250,000 contracts of beans. They better see an awful hot, dry August in order for this thing to pay off. we are going to see some heat in Iowa a week from today. Maybe we'll see 92 on Wednesday, 96 on Thursday. We'll see if it lasts more than a couple of days out there. But the first week of July looks like, even with those two high temperatures in there, it's going to average about 85 degrees in Iowa. So I'm not sure that we're going to see a record hot July with the first week starting off so cool. Now, it's certainly possible, but I think it's going to be pretty tough now. Let's see, what else do we have? That's really about it. The wheat. We made a new contract low, closed higher. Like I said, I like to buy first notice day. We had heavy deliveries, and I think it's a chance to own some wheat in here. I'd probably be looking to buy some corn calls on this break. We didn't take out the contract low. Had a fairly decent rally off the lows, but still closed at 11 and 3/4 cents lower. But, you know, could have been worse out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.